Set in the fictional modern-day Texas border town of La Plancha, Quixote and his luckless but trusty sidekick, Sancho, embark on a fantastical quest in search of long-lost love. Quixote Nuevo reveals the joys and perils of facing down death and becoming the hero of your own story. On the line with us is Maya Milan Gonzalez, who plays Dr. Campos and Dulcinea, and Alexis B. Santiago, who plays Rosario and Juana. Welcome, ladies, to Kuvo.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Maya, I'll start with you. Can you tell us in your own words the story about Quixote Nuevo and what folks should expect?
I think the story, it's an epic tale about a man who is transitioning through his levels of consciousness into a new plane of existence. And in an attempt to evade his community's efforts at putting him in a senior care facility where he can be better cared for, like Don Quixote, he goes off on his one last hurrah, this epic journey that is our play. And along the way, he's accompanied by Papa Calaca, who is a guide to take him through his past traumas and his heartbreaks and really lead him to that next level of existence for him.
I'll ask both of you, but Alexis, I'll start with you. Tell us about your characters in Quixote Nuevo.
Sure. I play three different characters. One of them is Rosario, who is the owner of Rosario's Karaoke and Bar. And she's kind of a tough woman. She's rough around the edges. She doesn't take anyone's mess. She's also a mom, so you see levels of empathy from her, and she ends up growing to really respect and appreciate Jose Quijano for who he is. And my second character is Juana, who is the complete opposite of Rosario. She is also a mom, but she is very much the life of the party. She's loud. She's kind of a diva, a Chicana diva, if we can say that. And my last character is one of the Calacas, which is the Calaca group in and of itself, I think, is a character in the play that is very, very exciting, very interesting to see. And we just kind of resemble and embody the afterlife and ancestors and death in and of itself. So I get to explore three very different personalities, three very different people in the 2.5 hours that we're on stage.
Amazing. And how is it, if you're playing three different characters, how are you preparing for each role? And how do you get into different characters, you know, throughout one evening?
Yeah, the rehearsal process was really fun to get to explore who these different people were. A lot of it came from a very physical technique of trying to find out how these people move, how they explore the world in their own way. So I will say a lot of it came from a very physical technique. And a lot of it too, especially for my character Juana, came from people in my own life that I kind of was inspired by. So my aunts, some cousins definitely influenced that character. Because they're real, you know, these are real people who exist and who have voices in the world. And so getting to use people from my own personal life was really special in developing her specifically.
Thank you. And Maya, how about you? Do you want to tell us about your characters in the play?
Yeah. So like Alexis, and I loved how you described the Calacas. I play a Calaca, one of, you know, the angels of Papa Calaca, there to guide this story and drive it. And then the speaking characters I play are Dr. Campos, who is the therapist to Joe Quijano, our Don Quixote. She's also a former colleague, and as this is a small town, there's a lot of love and camaraderie and friendship within their relationship. And then I play Dulcinea, who appears in a couple iterations. So the first iteration we see of Dulcinea is this pachuca, and it's a dream, and you know, she represents all of the girls of his life, Joe Quijano's life. And then the other Dulcinea I play comes forward in the appearance of a puppet. She's this darling little puppet designed by Helen Huang, our costume designer. And that Dulcinea is a campesina, a bracera, who through the history of Joe Quijano, we learn was his secret pen pal, the love of his life.
Is there anything, you know, as the characters and the actors in Quijote Nuevo that you both would like the audience to take away from after watching the play? Is there a certain message you want to get across, or are you just hoping each audience member pulls something different after experiencing it?
I think one of the biggest things that I think is important to take away from this story is compassion. I think we're so used to the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child, but it also likewise, and we see it in this play and the community and all of the characters, it takes a village to honor and care for a person at the end of their life. And I think there's so many levels of compassion that are explored in this play, compassion to those who are aging, compassion through those transitions of losing abilities, whether that's hearing or the ability to walk, compassion to those dealing with mental health, compassion for our migratory farm workers who come into this country, who travel nonstop, providing food for all of us, and really a strong compassion and awareness for undocumented, the plight of the undocumented community, those souls that we have lost in our deserts, in our rivers, in our oceans, who are really just trying to avoid violence and seek a better life.
And I also think, you know, the play has a lot. It's very challenging. And actually, one of our cast members, Raul Cardona, he said this to us several times. And he said, you know, people will have an emotional response to this play, whether that be in the theater in real time, or whether that be they take it home with them and process it later. There are so many themes and a lot of symbolism in the play that really hits home when it comes to the issues at our border, a lot of political commentary within the play that can be very challenging and can be hard to swallow. But I think that that's the power of theater and the power of storytelling, is that we push people to look within themselves and to see how this applies to their own lives. So I'm expectant that whether people really feel something while in the seats watching the show, or whether they take it home with them, there will be something to process later. So that's very exciting.
Fantastic. Maya and Alexis of the play Quijote Nuevo, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.